Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 11 Pacific Rim nations, including Canada, are moving ahead with talks for a resuscitated Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Leaders from Asia-Pacific nations are meeting in Vietnam to push ahead with the massive trade deal without the United States. Here is VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman traveling with President Trump.
One of the first things that Donald Trump did when he became president was to pull the United States out of that 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. But on the other hand, President Trump very clearly said today that he would do a bilateral trade agreement with any nation in the region that wants to be a partner of the United States, as long as they're willing to abide by what he calls the principles of fair and reciprocal trade.
That is VOA Steve Herman. Washington Post newspaper reporting the body of one of the four U.S. Marines killed last month in Niger by militants was found with his arms bound, apparently executed. The U.S. military has said the attackers are suspected to have been affiliated with the Islamic State. The attack has come under scrutiny after initial accounts were questioned. Lawmakers complained that they received insufficient or conflicting information. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Washington opposes action that would threaten the stability of Lebanon and warned other countries against using Lebanon as a venue for proxy conflicts. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah has accused Saudi Arabia of detaining Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri and asking Israel to launch strikes against Lebanon. This is VOA News. Top lawmaker from Catalonia has left a prison near Madrid after supporters posted her bail. The terms she agreed to in exchange for being granted that bail seem likely to prevent her from campaigning on a pro-independence ticket for regional elections next month. The story being followed by VOA's Marissa Melton.
Carme Forcadell appeared in the Supreme Court to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds after she enabled a declaration of independence by the Catalan Parliament in late November. She was released on bail of about $175,000 and agreed to renounce any political activity that went against the Spanish Constitution. The court said it could reconsider its ruling if it found evidence of her committing more offenses, effectively banning her from campaigning for independence for the December 21st election. Following the independence declaration, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved the Catalan parliament and fired the administration of Catalan President Carles Puigdemont. Forcadell at the time described Rajoy's actions as a coup and an attack against democracy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Three Chinese students were injured when a man known to have psychiatric problems deliberately ran them over with his car near the city of Toulouse, France. French officials say the driver, a 28-year-old man, was known to authorities for previous minor crimes but was not on the list of known extremists. He was arrested. France has experienced a rash of vehicular terror attacks inspired by the Islamic State. Last year, a Tunisian man used a large truck to kill 86 people in the southern city of Nice. Hundreds of asylum seekers refusing to leave an Australian-run detention center in Papua New Guinea. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting.
After a two-week standoff, workers have begun tearing the camp down on orders from authorities who are trying to close it. They're threatening to use force if the inmates don't leave, but nearly 600 asylum seekers are refusing to budge, fearing that they'll be attacked if they leave the camp because locals don't want them there. They're surviving on handouts and rainwater after authorities cut off power and water supplies more than a week ago. Australia has come under fire for detaining asylum seekers who try to reach its shores by boat and holding them in offshore detention centres. Australian officials say the detention policy is meant to deter people from making dangerous voyages by sea.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.